Sister Spade here. Don't you all be reaching that dial now. We've got something to say. We are going to be talking today about Shaitan's vigorous endeavor to topple the Shia belief in the living Imam. Not only does Shaitan try to topple and even destroy the belief system of the Shias for the living Imam, but also he tries to destroy their belief in the government of the living Imam that we are working so hard to hasten. Shaitan is constantly trying to put doubts into the minds of the Muslims for the Imam. For example, is the Imam even still alive? And if he is alive, will he reappear? Has he reappeared? And will he ever establish this divine government? Or maybe if he does, if we still believe that he does, then maybe it's far in the distant future when things have got so bad that it has nothing really to do with our generation. But the thing is, we do have the answers to all of these questions. So this tells us actually that Shaitan playing tricks on us is due to our not moving forward to go towards a knowledge that can eradicate these doubts in the first place. Shaitan lives in our voids. Shaitan also acts as a separator. He segregates the Muslim's life from the concept and goal of the living Imam itself. So the mere concept and idea of the living Imam remains a theological concept, theory, an idea of the living Imam with no real connection or meaning to the way we live our lives and the way we think. There is no spiritual, active, practical endeavor towards hastening the government of the living Imam. And so this concept of the living Imam becomes a stagnant, dormant concept in the day-to-day lives of the Muslims. So in reality, what this means is that we end up hanging by a thread in our faith, not only to the living Imam and his government, but that thread continues and affects every aspect of our deen. So we end up saying, yeah, I believe in the living Imam, but without any active striving, effort, and least of all, passion. So in the end, we say, yeah, I'm a Shia, but our life doesn't carry or portray or manifest a persona, even of Islam, let alone the soldier of the living Imam himself. So don't let Shaitan fool you or misguide you. Hold on to the rope of Allah and let Allah pull you forward. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.